Simulation solves the mystery of the Titan's missing viewport. On June 18, 2023, OceanGate's deep-sea submersible, the Titan, imploded on a mission to see the Titanic shipwreck, killing all five on board. Though the U.S. Coast Guard investigation is still studying the wreckage for clues as to the cause of the tragedy, the consensus of the engineering community, such as input found on NGTIPS, points to structural failure. The main suspects in the structural failure have emerged as 1. The cylindrical hull, made of carbon fiber reinforced plastic, CFRP2, an acrylic viewport that was rated for a much shallower depth than where the Titanic lies, and 3. The carbon fiber/titanium interface. Neither the cylindrical hull nor the viewport have been recovered, either in whole or in part, at the time of this writing. The parts that have been recovered are being studied for clues out of the public eye by the Coast Guard, but news reports of the crane lifting several parts recovered from the ocean depths shows the forward titanium end cap intact, but missing its viewport. Frame-by-frame review. In the previous simulation by Dr. Ronald Wagner, results that showed the titanium rings fracturing were not supported by photographic evidence of Titan debris that included the titanium rings intact. Upon request, Wagner redid the simulation with different geometry for the rings, acrylic viewport, and titanium end caps. The resulting simulation is consistent with the intact titanium rings that were recovered and continues to support the theory that the occupants had no time to sense the implosion. Discussion of simulation results. The missing viewport set off a popular theory of the reason the Titan sank was that water at extreme pressure rushed in after the viewport failed. But a simulation shows that although the viewport did indeed fail, it failed in the opposite direction, outward instead of inward. The expected worst case, the extreme external pressure found at a depth of almost 4,000 meters, a pressure of 400 atmospheres, was not the cause. Instead, an unforeseen worst-case scenario emerges from the revised simulation. The viewport pops out of the titanium hemispherical end cap like a champagne cork. The massively thick viewport with its convex external shape was designed to thwart external pressure. Increased pressure would only make the viewport wedge itself into the titanium hemisphere and prevent water ingress. The viewport had only adhesive and a retaining ring to keep it from falling out. Although the revised simulation reveals an unforeseen worst-case scenario for the viewport, which is helpful in explaining its separation from the end cap, it would not have mattered to the occupants of the Titan. In either failure mode from external pressure that shatters the carbon fiber hull in the previous simulation, or internal forces that pop out the viewport, death would have been swift and painless. The viewport was made for OceanGate but only rated for a depth of 1,300 meters by its manufacturer, sufficient for looking at coral reefs in the Bahamas, for example, where the depths of 500 meters gave the submersibles that preceded the Titan a comfortable safety margin of 2.6. But the Titanic lies at a depth of almost 4,000 meters. Stockton Rush, CEO of OceanGate, who was piloting the ill-fated Titan when it imploded, was known to flaunt conventional wisdom and avoid regulation. He might have thought the viewport, such as it was in no danger of failing in bending or compression, even at pressures three times above the pressure it was rated to withstand. Failure in compression would not be an issue because acrylic changes optically before it cracks and, besides, the submersible was plastered with sensors, part of a hull monitoring system of Russia's own invention, that would warn him of impending failure. Questions remain. Although the revised simulation settles the direction the viewport took in the implosion, outward rather than inward, the exact mechanisms of failure remain in question, and will continue to be so until the simulation can analyze the fluids, water and air, as well as the structure. Without fluid/structural interaction, the hydrodynamic effects of water at tremendous depths as it forces its way into a submersible can only be imagined. Would it be like a water jet cutter, slicing through whatever is in the submersible and going out the other side? Did the tremendous pressure cause an explosion, as suggested by U.S. Navy submariners, that popped out the viewport? Or was it the water hammer? Next, Titan submersible had no margin of safety, says structural expert. Corrected August 13, 2023, changed Titan shipwreck to Titanic shipwreck.